This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the hotline right now, our friend JB Smoove is stopping by. If you have not seen him as Leon Black on Curb Your Enthusiasm and you need something to watch, go back and watch all of that on HBO Go. And right now you can watch him guest starring. He's on season 3 of The Last OG with Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, well, that's another Jordan Peele one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jordan Peele co-created it. Yeah,
yeah, it's fantastic.
Born December 16th in Plymouth, North Carolina, and raised in Mount Vernon, New York, he is an actor and comedian who has worked as a writer on Saturday Night Live, appeared in such films as Pootie Tang, performed on the Death Comedy Jam, and in such series as Everybody Hates Chris and Real Husbands of Hollywood. But he's best known for his work as Leon Black on the HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm, and tomorrow night, he guest stars on the TBS series The Last OG. Please welcome JB Smoove.
How are you holding up, my friend?
Man, you know me, man. I'm prepared. You know, I am an avid Naked and Afraid watcher. Also, I'm a big-time Walking Dead person. Mm-hmm. I'm prepared, brother. I'm just taking it one day at a time.
You know.
Sometimes I get naked around the house just so I can, just in case clothing and everything doesn't exist anymore. And we don't know where this is going to go. So I got to be prepared, man. I'm thinking right now. I'm just like naked right now. I'm just like all prepared, you know, because I got to get berries or, you know, make a fire. I'm ready.
Have you been practicing the chocolate windmill?
All everything.
Good.
Everything. All above, man.
Did this get...
Not every day. Every day, you got to do something to prepare yourself just in case this all goes awry. I use that term very loosely. You know, you can't use that. You know, people don't use that word a lot, that phrase a lot, but I use it here and there.
Yeah. You don't normally get to use awry very often. That's true.
Well, we're good.
Did you cover this in your book, The Book of Leon? Did you cover any of this in The Book of Leon?
You know what? My Book of Leon is loaded with everything. I did cover zombies. There's everything. Zombies, there's preparing yourself in case something goes crazy. The world, you know, we are, believe me, we don't control this earth. This earth does not need us. This earth can run by itself. You know what I mean? This is a planet that works for itself. It can run without us. You know?
Right.
They're just allowing us. We're renting the space. The earth is a landlord. You understand?
Yeah.
The earth is a landlord. Who can decide whether you don't know what? This earth said, you know what? I know you got the money to pay your rent, but you know what? I don't want it. The earth can say that any time it wants to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's evicted us before.
Yeah. You know who, when people see UFOs, when they see UFOs, you know what that is? That's future residents. You know, you park in front of a building and say, future resident parking. That's what a UFO is, just circling around. You see a UFO? That's a future resident, man. They're just looking around and see if there's any openings.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, well, that's Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn pre-gentrification.
Yeah, man. Come on. That's exactly what it is. Come on, man. Come on. I'm ahead of the game, man. I'm ahead of the curve, ahead of the game, you know. I'm leading the game with 3 minutes left on the clock. I'm all those metaphors, man. Just in the moment.
JB Smoove.
And that is what my guided meditations are all about also, that I have on YouTube,
oh,
you know, Instagram. Yeah, I do a guided meditation, man.
I want to talk about The Last OG that's starting back up again tomorrow on TBS with Tracy Morgan.
It's fabulous, man. It's going to be fabulous. You know, we had a great time shooting this, man. I got blessed. I was able to do a few projects at one time, but this right here was great going back to New York. And with my buddy, Tracy Morgan, we kind of started together in New York at the same comedy club, the Uptown Comedy Club. And this is just us kind of fun, man. He always said when they first started doing the show, you know, I got to get you on. Let's come and have some fun. Let's come and play. Yeah, we call it come and play. And we just go there, man. We just use our instincts, man. And we enjoy working together, man. And this is going to be a great episode tomorrow. Great season.
Tracy is such a talent, and he's such, like, I don't know how to describe it when I listen to him. It's like he doesn't have any different compartments inside his brain. We all the rest of us compartmentalize certain things for certain moments, and his are no doors, and none of his have doors. Any of his thoughts can go absolutely anywhere at any time.
He can, man. He he can go any level. He can go heartwarming. He can go hilariously funny. He can do all the lanes, and that is one thing that you don't get a chance to see that every day on stage as a comedian but on this show he has heartfelt moments on a lot of people taping, man. It's like, you know, it makes your eyes water sometimes because the character he plays as somebody on so many levels is just trying to get himself back into the flow of society, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's ups and downs and things that he's going through in his head. It just comes out, you know, in this show. And I think you're gonna love this season. This season has some amazing peaks and valleys in it, man. It's really a fun. We had a great time outside of how freezing cold it was in New York when I was shooting, but it was absolutely amazing to be back in New York shooting this show.
It's Tiffany Haddish, who I love, and it's created by Jordan Peele, which is fantastic. You know, I love you and Tracy Morgan, like everybody on this show. And it's about a convict, if you guys haven't seen it yet. After 15 years, he's released, returns to a changed Brooklyn and neighborhood, and his ex-girlfriend is raising their kids with a white guy. And that's a very bland synopsis of the show. It's got everything. And it really is genuinely funny, man.
It's really, really a funny show, man. And you're going to love me and that guy together. When you got history already, it really makes the characters come out really fun because we get a chance to play, you know, these unique characters, but at the same time, we get to play outside of our comfort zone also. We get to play something different from what you are used to seeing.
Sure.
As funny as the show is, the show really, really does have some moments in it, man, that's going to blow you away.
I was worried that Tracy, after that terrible accident he had, was that he'd somehow change mentally, that he wouldn't have that free flow that he has, but it's there, if not more than ever.
Yeah, it's there, man. He takes it with the show. You know, we also had Robert Townsend, you know, directing the episodes, and Robert Townsend is amazing also. And he has a way of pulling at your heartstrings also.
Yeah.
And he has a way of balancing that funny with that passion and compassion, you know, for the character that a lot of directors, you know, the way they operate and the way they work. I think he was a great addition as far as directing these episodes. He really added another gear, another lane to the show.
You know, I hope this world gives you enough true attention for you know, if people don't even consider what you know, working with Larry David, working, you know, with Tracy Morgan, working with these guys to be a support and an addition to them and to make it all work. It's the hardest thing in the world. I mean, that really does show, I'm not kidding, JB, like that does show your range and how much you understand the oddest comedy of all, because you look at those two people. And they're the same, but couldn't be farther apart.
Right, man. And I think that's the fun thing about being an actor, man. Is, you know, we take you know, sadness and drama and turn it into comedy. But there's also something to be said the other direction, also.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In reversing that statement also, I think you have to be able to understand drama and sadness to make people laugh, but you also got to understand how to laugh through your sadness. I think you have to reverse it also.
No doubt. Hey, before we let you go, where are you sheltering? Are you in L.A. or New York?
I'm in L.A., man.
Good.
L.A., man. I you know, of course, I like all the other comedians in the world, man. All our shows are canceled, so, you know, all our TV, you know, we're in pilot season right now, so all the pilot season was just in March, so all those shows that were supposed to be shooting these new shows and all these continuations with all these shows are... Well, that's kind of a wrap right now until we figure out the next move. So,
well, listen,
we're all bunkered in, man. We're all bunkered in and just waiting for...
Putting this out, and this is so important right now, man. All anybody has to do is watch TV and walk in circles around their yard. So The Last OG, by the way, season 3, it starts tomorrow, 9:30 Kansas City time on TBS. The Last OG, Tracy Morgan, Tiffany Haddish, of course, J.B. Smoove. It really is a great time to have a brand new season out, because you're really going to get guys who, if they love what they see now, they can go back and see the first 2 seasons as well.
Exactly, man. And I think we need some TV on. We need some good stuff. We need some good content. So I think this show has a wonderful balance, like I said earlier, a wonderful balance of heart and funny. And I think we need both at this time.
No doubt.
That we're going through right now.
Be safe. Hey, listen, I hate to feel like I'm shooing you off, but they're giving me the rap because I know you got a lot of interviews for the show. But, man, it's good to hear your voice, JB, and I hope to see you in person soon.
Yeah, get naked, man, and get prepared for something to arrive.
Take care, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.